And from Texas to California, where the governor, Gray Davis, is facing a recall election. Of course, you know that California sets trends. Property tax revolts, the car culture, Ronald Reagan, all California. So do these events mean that other governors may be in danger of recall? Slate's Andy Bowers has this explainer.
While most states allow governors to be impeached, only 18 states plus the District of Columbia have voter recall provisions. The states are
Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Georgia, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, Nevada, New Jersey, North Dakota, Oregon, Rhode Island, Washington, Wisconsin, not valid in any other state.
But even if you live in one of those states and your budget deficit is spiraling out of control and your governor can't show his face without threat of bodily injury, you may still not be jumping on California's recall bandwagon anytime soon. For one thing, although a California governor can be ousted for pretty much any reason, six of those other states require the chief executive to have committed specific wrongs. These include actual crimes and other malfeasance. When it comes to gathering petition signatures to force a recall, California also has one of the easiest thresholds in the country. It requires only 12% of the number of people who actually voted in the last election to sign up. Most other recall states demand at least twice that, or 25%. In Kansas, it's 40%. Still, even though Californians have launched 31 previous efforts to recall governors, none has ever made it to the ballot before. In fact, only once in American history has a governor been shown the door in midterm by voters. That was in North Dakota in 1921. Recalls are much more common at the local level. According to the National Civic League, 61% of American cities allow such elections, and thousands have been successful over the years. And although most state recall laws date to the progressive era of the early 20th century, the idea dates back to America's first governing document. The Articles of Confederation included a form of recall. However, today's federal office holders only have to worry about impeachment.
Slate's Andy Bowers with The Explainer, a regular feature on Day to Day, and our thanks to the National Conference of State Legislators for research help.